countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Have you cattle to sell? Find out what they're worth with our marked price calculator on farmersjournal.ie.
And this is Marty Morrissey with you this morning on Countrywide. And if you're just waking up, it's a cold, frosty, sunny morning. It's beautiful. Sinead Bourne and MJ McGrath are two young dairy farmers with 27 acres in County Mayo. They're one of a handful of farmers who've decided to build a micro dairy farm from which they will sell raw milk to their local community. Ella McSweeney went to their farm, Glanbree, outside Ahamore in County Mayo.
For this calf and bay, we don't actually have a water feeder. So I'm old school, filling a big old bucket that we used to make cider in.
How many years ago?
Okay, cows.
Well, now it's just plain water and there's still like about 300 litres of cider up there somewhere.
MJ, how many cows do you have altogether?
17. Yeah, 17.
Lovely.
And there's about 12, just 12 milkers at the minute. They're not all calf down yet, and the other five are left over from when we had sucklers, but I hold on to them. So it's a bit of a transition program, like, so.
And we're standing in your shed. The animals are here in front of us, just sitting down. They look very content. And Sinead, behind me, when I turn around, is your new micro dairy.
Yeah.
When did you finish it?
Finished is probably a bit strong of a word. We're almost finished.
We had this shed that's here behind you, which was a roof, and that was about it, like. Okay. So we built around that.
So you have the sheds, the animals behind, and then you have gates, and then you have this ramp. So we're going to walk up the ramp now.
Yeah, so you have the ramp. So the cows, they literally come up the ramp through this little gate here.
So we're top of the ramp, now platform.
Top of the ramp.
Yeah.
And they come onto the flat platform then, and it literally takes six cows, one after another. So the cows just come in, and they line up six, one after another. We close the little gate behind them. And then you milk the cows from the lower level outside. So they're getting used to the setup now. So we let them out, then we get the next two in, because we have a few heifers here that we're training up the first time as well and all that.
Like, that's a calm existence, I'd say. Now two cows that are
good. Yeah, it's manageable for men and beasts at the moment.
We're coming into the processing room now here, and so you have your bulk tank.
Into the bulk tank. Bulk tank cools the milk. We designed this place with the potential to do other products down the line. So we got a mini pasteurizer that's actually a yogurt maker as well, and we have a butter churn. All the bottles are here to be washed. So right now they're on shelves. So, yay! So we store them here, and then we would probably wash them in the morning to be bottled that day. We're really lucky. Before lockdown last year, we got a fridge van. And we just started delivering locally.
Okay. I just put this over here and we put the fences up and bring the cows in. We use this first pin as to hold them there for the cows when they come in. And we bring the cows straight in here. So I just moved a bit of feed over to one side if there's anything left here in the morning.
And just first of all, tell me, what is a micro dairy? It's kind of self-explanatory,
It is, I suppose, yeah. Small. It's just a very small milk comparator.
And independent is definitely.
Yeah.
You know, we're not a part of any co-op, so there's no. It's pretty much us. We decide what goes in, what goes out. We decide prices. We decide everything.
So you haven't signed a contract with anyone?
No.
You control what comes in, you control what goes out. We'll only, at a max, given the ground we have here, we'll only be milking maybe 20 cows at the most. Literally milk it, bottle it, sell it, that's it.
And what would be then the price per litre you'd be getting?
We retail from the farm gate at €2 a litre. But the one condition we've always had here is we will never go to a supermarket.
Why not?
Mostly because from having spoken with a lot of other artisan producers, when they've gone into the supermarket, prices generally only go one way and that's down. And we're not competing with that market. You know, we're not about cheap food. Because, you know, cheap food, it doesn't exist. Someone, somewhere, something always covers the price. So we'd sooner kind of stick with small independent stores who can share our story, connect better with the customers, and explain why you're paying the price you're paying for this milk. We actually have one customer who insists on giving us $2.50 a bottle. Like, every week she gives it to us and we're like... Because she thinks we're undervalued. You know, that's her understanding of it. Yeah. So
we've multiplied her up. She's amazing.
I know.
Yeah, no, we've never had anyone say, God is too dear or whatever. But
and I'm picking up on a theme here with how you approach your farming, and that is control.
Yeah. We control what we put into the animals, as in feed. We don't feed meals or anything like that unless it's Irish-grown grain. We don't use inputs like fertilizer or anything like that. So they're all, I suppose, cost saving in one way, but it's not all about the money or saving cost in that respect. It's about the land and the environment and everything else as well.
And do you have ambitions to get bigger?
No.
Oh,
no.
No. We just about have enough time as it is.
It's just happy out the way it is, like.
Mind the gaps. I'm literally covering up any gap that the cow can go through, because it's most of the few cows that we milked last year, even though they were dairy stock, they never actually been milked, and we never milked cows, but thankfully they were quite patient with us and they fell into routine really, like, really fast.
So I'm looking at all the equipment that you have, mm-hmm. and the micro dairy. When you went, presumably you didn't have the cash, you went to get a loan and you went to get all this stuff. What was the bank manager saying to you? What about the people who actually sell the equipment as well?
Do you know what? The bank manager was absolutely lovely, but unfortunately he didn't have the power over to lend to us, if that makes sense. They basically told us straight that we didn't fit the dairy template, and they had a template for the bank. That was pretty much then where savings came in. Microfinance we went to, and they were really good.
And what about getting the equipment? Because, you know...
naive. When we were looking for a milk machine, I started ringing around a few people about the milk machine, and the first guy I spoke to, and I said, look, and I'm just looking to get a quote for a four-unit milk machine. And he's like, oh, 40, yeah, are you looking for a herringbone style, 20 each side or whatever? I said, no, just four. And he was like, he actually goes, wait a minute, did I hear you right? He's like, 1, 2, 3, 4. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, oh, I'll get back to you on that. Never heard a word from him again. So after that, we were like, okay, we're pretty much on our own here. And
the pipeline we did get, it's a secondhand pipeline, like, you know, and it's grand.
Yet to see her ever calf. And yet again, she's done the same. I just came down to check, and calf is up, dry, suckled, running around.
Congratulations. What did you have?
A heifer.
Lovely.
So this lady. So she's actually our first cow, in the first group that MJ bought in 2015. Because we don't have the scale, and I think that's kind of where dairy is going, and I think it's where agriculture is going. There's two agricultures developing. One is small, it's trying to focus in on local markets, direct connections, and the other is going for global markets, and that global market requires scale. We're always referred to as niche. I hate that word. It really, really bugs me. There's nothing niche about what we're doing. Like, we're really basic and really simple, and we just make sure our cows are content. Our workspace is spotless clean, and we produce good food, and that's it. There's nothing niche about it.
I really like Sinead and MJ, Sinead Moore and MJ McGrath on their new micro dairy enterprise, and a lovely report as well by my colleague Ella McSweeney. Follow their progress on Glanbury at Glanbury Farm, or check out www.glanburyfarm.ie.